7 months after voters approved a major building referendum, the Fond du Lac school superintendent and athletic director are asking the school board to commit money from the district's fund balance to build a new artificial turf football stadium at the high school, and the school board's expected to vote on the question at their meeting tonight. Superintendent Dr. Jim Siebert will join us on the next segment of the show. What can we expect weather-wise this Thanksgiving week? National Weather Service meteorologist Andy Boxall will join us a little bit later on in the program. And the executive director of the Solution Center in Fond du Lac, Nicole Johnson, will join us on the final segment. Three Fond du Lac County organizations are teaming up to fight domestic violence. Well, this past weekend was the opening of the gun deer season. At least four hunting injuries reported across the state, including one in Fond du Lac County. DNR Warden Nick Majowski joins us on the program. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Pleasure having you on the program. So a 19-year-old woman received a hand injury in a gun-related accident. When and where did this happen?
Yeah, this happened on the opening day on Saturday down in the Kettle Moraine State Forest, down in the southeast part of the county. And you had that correct. Yeah, sustained an injury to her finger.
What happened?
From what we gather so far, the incident is still under investigation. But what we gathered was there was a deer drive going on, and there were two standers in a deer drive, and a deer ran towards the standers, and there were some shots fired, and we believe it might have been a ricochet that that struck the 19-year-old woman hunter's finger. Injuries aren't life-threatening. I think she'll be okay and make a good recovery, which is the good news out of the incident.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what we gather so far. Like I said, the incident's still under investigation, and so we're still looking into the exact cause of the injury.
All right, but it looks like it was a ricochet. And then I didn't see anything on I get the sheriff's logs, and so I'm looking through, and being the opening weekend of the deer season, I'm looking for any accidents, but I didn't see any. So that tells me that somebody in the hunting party probably drove her to the hospital for treatment. Did she go to the hospital?
Correct. Yeah, she did. She was transported to the hospital by a member of their hunting party and was treated at the hospital.
And that's when you were contacted.
Correct. Yeah, they contacted the Fond du Lac County Dispatch Center, and through the Dispatch Center, I was contacted to respond.
Okay.
And myself, along with two other wardens, responded and investigated and are investigating the incident.
All right. Whereabouts in the Kettle Moraine?
This was in the Newfane area of the Kettle Moraine, just kind of right off of Youth Camp Road in that general area.
Yep. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one of the things that, I mean, first and foremost during the hunt is hunter safety. Is this just one of those freak accidents? Or when you look at this, is there a learning moment here that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we investigate any of these types of hunting-related injuries, there are definitely learning moments from them. And I think the number one is there's a lot of hunters out there in the woods, and we just have to be aware of our target and what's in front of it and what's beyond it. We get excited. We all hunt because we like the excitement about hunting and being out with family and friends, but we just have to keep safety in mind, and just keep in mind that once you pull the trigger on that shotgun or rifle, you can't take that bullet back. So you just need to be aware of what's in front of your target and what's beyond, and keep safety in mind. We want everybody to be safe out there in the woods. And as a warden, we never like to get a call where somebody is injured due to a firearm related cause during the hunting season. And so I just urge everybody, when you're out there, especially on the state land, that there's other hunters around, and just to be conscious of your environment and other people. Even though people are wearing blaze orange, sometimes we get that tunnel vision when we see a deer, but we just need to be careful and mindful of where our target, what's beyond and in front of our target.
And that was the one rule that apparently wasn't followed in this case.
Correct. Yeah. If I could attribute it to one thing, that's what I would attribute it to, is just being aware of what's in front and beyond your target, and just make sure we're pointing those muzzles in a safe direction before we decide to take the shot. It's a fun activity, and I like to see a lot of people out hunting, but I just want everybody to be safe when they're out there engaging in the gun deer season. And we still have a lot of season left throughout the week and over the Thanksgiving holiday and next weekend. So I encourage everybody just to learn from these types of incidences and just be mindful when they're out there hunting, just to keep safety in mind. It's fortunate. I'm glad the female is going to be okay and looks like she's going to have a good recovery. These could always end up a lot worse, and it's encouraging that at least she's going to be okay.
Yeah. Were there any other, I saw a couple of other reports where a couple of hunters in some other counties, I think they were up north, accidentally shot themselves in the foot. Were there any other serious hunting accidents that you heard about?
No, nothing serious. I believe, just like you mentioned, there were a few up in the northern part of the state, and I think most of those were self-inflicted gunshot wounds. I don't believe there was anything life-threatening or serious injuries. Most of them were self-inflicted gunshot wounds. So anytime we have one hunting-related shooting in the state is one too many. I believe we had, I'm not sure on the number, but around four or five throughout the state. So,
well, the DNR's chief warden was on this program Friday, and he said if all of the rules of firearm safety were followed by every hunter, we wouldn't have any accidents. And it sounds like all of these hunting accidents that occurred on the opening weekend, at least one of those rules were broken. So,
right. Yeah, I've investigated a number of these throughout my career, and I believe that is accurate. If we just keep in mind the four rules of firearm safety, I think, just about 100% of these incidences could be prevented. And there's a lot of people engaging in the gun deer season, which is encouraging, and that's what I like to see. But I just want to see everybody be safe and enjoy the time they're out there with their family and friends, and create those memories, but also create good and positive memories and keep safety in mind.
What are those rules, Nick?
Well, the number one is treat every firearm as it was loaded. When we handle those firearms, we just, whether they're cleaning it or out in the woods, just treat every firearm as it was loaded. Keep that muzzle pointed in a safe direction. Beware of your target and what's in front of it and what's beyond it. And keep that finger outside of the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Those are four basic rules that they're taught in hunter safety. And we encourage everybody just to keep those rules in mind when they're out there hunting, whether it's your first deer season or your 40th or 50th deer season out in the woods. Those are the basic rules that we want everybody to follow and keep in mind. And if those are followed, people will be safe and prevent these types of incidences from happening.
Yep, absolutely. All right, I'll get you out on this. Anybody bag a huge deer over the weekend that you're aware of?
I saw a fair amount of deer taken. I didn't see anything really big. Not to say that there wasn't, big bucks taken, but I saw some nice deer and people putting in a lot of hard work out there in the woods. And what's more important to me is that people are having fun and spending time with their family and friends. And if they harvest a deer, that's always a positive. But I just like to see people out there having fun and enjoying hunting in the outdoors. That's what's important to me.
Absolutely. All right, DNR Warden Nick Myoski. Nick, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you. You do as well.